Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, what does clear skin have to do with alkalinity? Well, we'll explore that and a few other health facts you might not know about. Then, we'll also explore the wisdom of the heart and how we follow that wisdom to our higher and unlimited self. We'll talk to Dr. Stephen Lindstedt, founder of the Scalar Heart Connection, about his new book, The Heart of the Hero. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and it is radio that makes a difference. And we say that because, being exposed to this different kind of material, moving forward, evolving, that has made a very big difference in our lives. And, you know, we're right along with you. We're just sharing the information, sharing the conversations we have with people that are really on the leading edge of this shift that we've been talking about for years. And, you know, we're really noticing it. People comment on that all of the time, and we're so glad that you are on board with us. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And joining us now is Dr. Stephen Lindstedt. He is a traditional naturopath. He studied energy medicine and bioresonance in Germany based on the principles of Oriental medicine. He's also the co-founder of New Hope Clinic, which is, folks, an integrative center specializing in chronic illnesses, and he has shared his experiences in the book he co-authored, The Heart of Health, The Principles of Physical Health and Vitality. He's also co-authored Scalar Heart Connection and Quantum Healing Codes. We have him here with us today. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you again.
Well, you know, we talked about your Scalar Heart Connection in the past, and now you have a big part of that is, talks about the hero, and now you have a new book out that really pulls things together. It's called The Heart of the Hero, and of course, people are going to be hearing about this also later because we know you're coming to the Seattle area in February, but I think the thing that's so interesting, Stephen, is that you have a background in natural medicine, but you've put a lot of emphasis on what people would call the spiritual and have tied together a lot of things in a way that, you know, we haven't generally heard before. So can you give us a little bit of background about where all of this scalar heart stuff came from
and what that really means?
Yeah,
I wanted to say, in your opening comment, you talked about this journey that we're all on towards evolution and this mm-hmm. this shift, and mm-hmm. for me, that is the journey of the hero. And I feel like all of us are on this journey of growth. And it was Joseph Campbell, the mythologist, who talked about the purpose of our lives is to learn how to love others and to learn to love ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so with that, I find that ill health, and sometimes some of our physical problems are also motivation, let's say from the universe or the source of synchronicity that is trying to edge us and move us along on that journey to evolution and to learning how to love others and learning how to love ourselves. And so as a naturopath, when people come with different illnesses, and a lot of the times they are related to an emotional aspect. And again, I think that is coming up because there's something in their subconscious that needs to come to light so they can look at an aspect of themselves that perhaps needs to change for the better.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is, I guess, for the Western mind, it's not as a traditional approach, psychologically that we've been used to. One of the things that you remind us about in the book is that feeling pain, experiencing feeling stuck or feeling pain or anxiety and depression, that's not our natural state, although the pharmaceuticals would, you know, make us believe that it might be.
Right. Yeah, I think, again, if you find depression comes from a lot of times these subconscious patterns that we've grown up with, they're, you know, I call them our mind conditioning. These are the negative mind programming tapes that we play to ourselves. And those are the things that we're motivated by our discomfort. So to really look at them and to overcome them. And the reason I call it the heart of the hero is because it takes courage, the courage of a hero, to really look deeply into some of those aspects that, that need to be changed. And some people take exception to the word hero because they think, well, that's masculine. What about shiro? And I like to remind people that Plato defines the word hero as coming from the word eros, and eros is the god of love. Mm-hmm. And so what he's saying is that the heroes all sprang from love, and so that fits, I think, perfectly with this idea that we're here to learn to love.
And I wanted to bring this this forward, Stephen, because we, Rob and I, feel this is such an important point, and we do speak about it often on our show, and it's said in many different ways. But most of what we've taken on, let's say the beliefs that we have that create certain patterns in our lives, these beliefs appear to be set in a lot of resistance. Resistance to what is, resistance to who we truly are. And so out in the world of medicine, in modern medicine, we have learned to be in resistance and to fight everything that comes along. Not only fighting our illnesses and our bodies, but fighting with, you know, nature. We're in a constant battle, it seems like. Is the heart of the hero, do you really address that surrender piece where we actually can learn to accept what is so we can work with the energies? And then when we get a chance to look back, realize what a blessing they have been. Is this part of what you're teaching?
Yes, Brenda, you put that beautifully. Thank you. It really comes down to what I was saying with the hero and the courage, because our mind conditionally fears the unknown. Mm-hmm. And I think even the established, you know, Western medicine fears the unknown, and we all fear the unknown. And what the heart of the hero teaches us is how to step into the trust in our own heart, the wisdom of our own heart, that I feel like our heart is connected to a greater intelligence, the source of synchronicity, if you will, which is guiding us. It's, we live in a benevolent universe, and if we just listen to our hearts, we can be guided through our challenges and our problems, physically, mentally, emotionally, in relationships. It's really, the answer is within us.
You know, one of the things, and I've been a real advocate of your scalar heart connection work, one of the things that we all have to get over is this, you know, we kind of live in a veil, you know, we're living in this false reality, you know, in the spiritual community, people love to talk about the illusion, et cetera, that we live in. One of the things that was so important about, you know, dealing with the heart and the actual technology that you've created is that it, from my point of view, Stephen, it really brings us to an awareness that we're just not used to on a daily level. I mean, we have not been used to using this muscle, you know, our heart. And so tell us a little bit about what this is based on, because, you know, it's really a fascinating program, the Scalar Heart Connection.
Yes, there is an app available, and it's called Ask Your Heart. And it's on the iPhone and for Android. And there's also a free version on scalarheartconnection.com. And what is amazing about it is that I've discovered that this idea of synchronicity, where the universe is helping us and guiding us, we can ask the universe directly for guidance. And we do that through the heart. And I look at the heart as a frequency generator. It's beating 72 times per minute. So the heart is naturally attuned to the idea of number. It feels number. It knows what's around it, and it can feel its environment through that frequency. And so I said, well, you know, if I have a problem, why don't I just ask my heart? And how I'll do that is I'll ask my heart to show me a number, let's say 1 through 10. Say I'm having an issue, a relationship issue, and I want to know, well, what am I doing wrong, let's say? What is causing this disturbance in a relationship? So I can ask my heart to show me a number 1 through 10, and let's say I have a number of different possibilities lined up in the program behind those numbers. And I pick the number 7, and I find that I'm holding on to, let's say, resentment. And so that's a negative aspect that certainly isn't going to play well in a relationship. So I think it's important for us to understand the cause, the root, that root pattern, that negative belief that we're holding on to that then gets activated in both our health and our relationships.
Yeah.
And then we ask the heart, what is the positive thing that I should do? How do I change this energy? And again, we just ask the heart to show us the number. And then the answer that we need is behind the program. And so when we realize that the heart knows sort of what's behind the program, then we step into that trust, and the heart will show us what we need to do to really change that energy. Mm-hmm. And you're right, Rob. It takes stepping out of our mind's judgment and criticism about it, because we really have to open up to a whole new paradigm.
Right.
And I think that's what this shift is. It's saying, look, we have to step out of our conditioned thinking about things and just step into the wisdom of our loving and beneficial heart.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with Dr. Stephen Lindstedt. We're talking about Scalar Heart. He's going to be coming to Seattle. We have lots of information to share. And his book is The Heart of the Hero. We'll be right back. So, Dr. Lindstedt, during the break, we were discussing what, we know our audience really well. And because it's drive time radio, we get a lot of people that just suddenly tune in, or maybe they've tuned in here and there, and they don't maybe follow us, which we really encourage them to do, but they may not follow us every day, 5 days a week. So they're not as familiar with this type of information that we're putting out there. And we want to really get clear here with you, help you to clarify that are you really talking about a leap of faith here and really trusting in the heart when you're asking the question, what would the heart tell us? What would the heart do? Because a lot of people might be thinking when you say that statement, well, that sounds great, but how do I know that just isn't my imagination playing with me?
Right. So it starts with a leap of faith. And then when you have the experience of what comes back, the message from your heart is so right on to the issue, then you start to think, wow, there is something to this. Now, I may not be able to explain it, or you may not be able to explain it, but when it happens time and time again, you start to think, well, there's something to it. And it's like those people that have experienced something synchronistic, where let's say they're looking for someone and they run into somebody at a coffee shop who happens to know that friend and knows their contact information. You think, well, that's just a coincidence, but perhaps there's more to this world that we don't understand, and there is more to it than just coincidence. So if you take that idea and apply it to your everyday problem, what you'll experience through Scalar Heart Connection is that you're really having a real live conversation with your heart. And let me just give you an example. Now, I do this demonstrations in my talks. I have people come up and will actually talk to their heart right there in front of everybody. And it has never let me down. It has always been like the most amazing experience. And when you have that experience, then trust, turns into the leap. And so, for example, someone comes and they said their problem is that they're stuck in a job that they don't really like. And I asked them, well, what do you really want to do? And they say, well, I want to be a singer. And so I said, well, let's ask your heart, well, what's keeping you from being a singer? So they'll pick a number, 1 through 12. And they'll just feel that the number 3 just feels like the number that keeps you know, coming up for them. So they'll say three. And so then we'll ask the program, what does number three represent? And it'll say, I inspire others through my voice. And so, you know, it didn't say, you know, talking about something that's not even related. It was very specific. Here's a person that is has a question about singing, and the heart says, I inspire others through my voice. And so that happens time and time again. And then you have to say, well, maybe I can't explain it, but there's something going on here that my mind can't explain, but my heart knows it's true.
I often thought of your scalar heart connection, which is a real technology, folks. There is a real methodology that, you know, trains you, as you're saying, to communicate with your heart. And after you see it operate time and time again, yeah, you really get it. But you work with frequencies, and, you know, we've talked about frequencies for centuries, it seems, you know, in different ways. And, of course, as we became more and more, developed more scientific instruments, we started to understand that these things affect various organs, various emotions. And is that what scalar heart connection works with?
It does. So once we understand that the heart's message, let's say in this example that I inspire others through my voice. Well, inspiring others through your voice is really a vibration that you could say resonates through the throat chakra. And the throat chakra is about communicating. And I have found these codes that they're called solfeggio codes. I call them the quantum healing codes because I put them together in different chords. And a lot of people are becoming more and more familiar with cymatics. Cymatics is the study of sound, and we're finding that sound creates our material reality, that everything is in motion, everything is vibrating. And these particular codes are also frequencies, and when you put the frequencies together as length, they create triangles, they create geometry in three dimensions. Which is, and it's the same geometry of the twin tetrahedron, which is essentially the geometry of the heart. And so when someone is out of tune or that vibration is not quite there because they don't believe that they inspire others through their voice, and then we can add the vibration by asking the heart, well, which code do we need that is in sync with what the person needs to change or shift into? And so we play that code in combination with the affirmation, I inspire others through my voice. And that becomes a very powerful modality because it takes us beyond just the belief system, but now for the first time we can feel it. So the vibration on these codes actually allows us to feel with every cell in our body this new belief that we've just embedded.
I love that you you talk about the Metatron's cube. Which you mentioned. You call that the flower of life. Why is that?
Yeah, the geometry of these tones actually creates the twin tetrahedron, which is really essentially the same as Metatron's cube. And when I look at the geometry of that, I realize that the flower of life, if you're familiar with those circles and how they come together, they fit perfectly within this geometry. And I show that in my talks and my presentations. I just sort of overlay, and you can see that it fits perfectly. And what that tells me is that this vibration that creates that geometry really comes from the very quantum field itself. I mean, the flower of life is really like the most fundamental geometry in space-time, if you will. You see it in the developing embryo. The embryo will break off into these beautiful circles that you can overlay the flower of life into. And so I've used that Metatron's cube not only as the modality with the sound, but also as the blueprint for how I put together all of the different statements. So, like, I mean, if there's someone's having an issue, there's like 100, you know, 200-300 different possible solutions. So I had to figure out a way of putting them into categories so I could only boil it down to, well, ask your heart, you know, 1 through 10.
Right, right, so right, right.
Yeah. And so there's a whole program, there's a whole very sophisticated program behind how this works.
Yeah, and you know, I can say from personal experience, mm-hmm. I've taken one of Stephen's courses, actually a couple of them.
Yes.
This is going to turn on that light bulb, folks, and
yes.
you get to connect a lot of disciplines. All of a sudden, a lot of things will make sense, and it's all centered around communicating with that heart with this technology. And Stephen, thank you so much for the work and for being a guest on the show today. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to your visit to the Seattle area.
Absolutely. Thank
you
so much.
Thank you again for having me. Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
You bet. And folks, thank you as always. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you next time right here on Conscious Talk.